Hello, hello, and welcome to Self Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, I brought you an interview with Katrina Hayes from AutismFitMom.com. And she was amazing, you guys. I can't believe all the freebies she had to give away. If you missed that show, you can always re-listen via iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, ESPN Radio Network, pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find Self-Care is Sexy. You can even check it out by heading over to our website. It's www.selfcareissexy.com. All right, you guys, I want to start today's show by just welcoming you. I feel like we haven't talked in a while, and so just want to say hello. If you are a new listener to the Self-Care is Sexy podcast, I want to give you an extra special shout out today, a virtual high five. Five hugs, how you doing? And just tell you how fucking proud I am of you right now. You are one of the few people on this planet who you're taking action just by having found this podcast and listening to a self-improvement or a self-help podcast. You are really showing up, and I recognize this. You definitely, you get it. You get that self-care is important, and maybe you just stumbled onto something and you're like, what the hell have I gotten myself into? Well, let me tell you. My name is Chris, and I started this podcast a couple of years ago just as a little side project with a friend, and holy shit, it has grown into something so much bigger and beautiful. And if you guys are a returning listener, maybe you've listened to every single episode and you're waiting patiently for the episodes to upload, and I really appreciate that. I want to tell you guys how incredibly fucking proud I am of you. Because if you're returning, then you're not only a person who takes action, but you're a fucking follow-through-er. I know it's not a word. Believe me, I love the grammar. I know. Mom would kill me right now, right? Anyway, just by tuning into this show, taking the time out to enjoy this positive motivational podcast, you're just doing so much amazing work to sculpt yourself and putting that positivity in your ear holes. And I just want to say you're amazeballs. No matter if you've listened before and you're back for more, or if you're brand new and you don't have a clue, you guys, I have got a super good show for you today. I'm very excited. Today's show, we are talking all about mind mapping. Now, it's a tool that I use, and it's literally what makes podcasting possible for me. I just wanted to share this organizational life hack. It's a real simple plan. It's free. It's super easy to do. And it's actually something that if you implement it and you take the time to give it a try, it can really, really change your life. It was a complete game changer for me. All right, we're going to learn all about mind mapping today, how to create one, and we're going to look at a few examples. But before we get to that, a few quick housekeeping notes. So first of all, I want to remind you that it is Self-Care is Sexy brunch time. Self-Care is Sexy hosts a monthly BYOB, that is a buy your own brunch. We meet up at a local Portland spot where we take time out of our busy schedules to sit down, relax, check in, and talk self-care. If that sounds like something fun you want to do when you're in the Portland area, you can hit me up via Facebook for all the details. www.facebook.com/permissionforselfcare. Look for my little pink heart and you can find all the details there. Next up, I want to let you know, next week we're going to be announcing the winner of our gift pack full of goodies. All right, you guys, I took a lot of time making these gift packs. They've got some bath bombs, a Self-Care is Sexy t-shirt, I got the fancy chocolates in there, and of course a brand new 2018 passion planner. So some really good stuff. You still have time to enter and win. Right now we've got 13 people entered, so that's, you know, that's some really good odds that you're going to walk away with a big old Self-Care Sexy swag bag. So make sure you get out there, do some self-care, something just for yourself, and then share it with me on the socials using the hashtag Self-Care is Sexy. All right, last but not least, I am reaching out to you, my community members of listeners. I know you're out there. I check the stats weekly. I see you guys tuning in, and I really appreciate it. But I've got an upcoming episode that I want to do about food prep and meal delivery services. It was suggested to me that this is a real helpful self-care tip that some of my single moms out there use. And I wanted to give it a try just to kind of see what it was, if it was really a good tip and whatnot. But I want to pick your brains. So if you've ever had one of those pre-planned meal delivery services. Let me know what you think. I got a $30 gift certificate to that HelloFresh that I'm going to be trying, as well as Amazon Grocery is now available in my area. I'm super, super excited about that. So if you've ever tried it or you have a service that you love, send me an email, share what you like, what you don't, maybe if it's been helpful or if it's just a big old fat waste of time. Love to hear from you. My email is Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Okay, that's all out of the way. I am super stoked to be talking to you guys about mind mapping. We're going to get into all the nuts and bolts of exactly what it is, how to create your own mind map to get you started. And I've even got a little exercise. It's super, super simple. It's a DIY sitch. You won't have to buy anything or make any kind of commitment. It's just a way to help incorporate the mind mapping into your everyday. And I'm going to even share with you my favorite monthly mind mapping tool that I use. And I use it for podcasting, for my own self-care, and even as my work as a parent. Legal. So it's just a system that I've used that makes sure I'm focused on my goals, that I celebrate my progress, and that I still have clean underwear for Monday. You know what I mean? So it's a process that I use to kind of run my business and my side hustle. And oh my God, you guys, I'm telling you, this simple little tool, if you actually put it into action, it's gonna frickin' change everything. And as most of you know, we do a monthly brunch. I just mentioned we're having one coming up next week, Sunday, the 25th of March. So if you're in the Portland area, come out and have brunch with us. It's really amazing. But we were at brunch last month, and you guys can check out a picture of what I'm about to talk about on Facebook. You can just look up this episode or check out the podcast tab at selfcareissexy.com. But we had a friend at the brunch show us their amazing mind map that they did. And it got me thinking about how much this little tool has really shaped my ability to be able to do this podcast and bring you some information. So what the fuck is mind mapping? Well, like I said, you might have heard the term or maybe even seen one before, but I want to kind of break it down for you just to get you guys some ideas on how you can get started with your own mind map. And you know what? If you're driving or you're doing the dishes right now or, you know, you're running on the treadmill, whatever, and you can't write this shit down, don't worry. Don't kill yourself. Please don't stop doing what you're doing. You can always find all this stuff on the website as a resource. So don't worry about missing out. No FOMO, people, no FOMO. Okay. So mind mapping is basically, it's a visual creative tool that you use to get the rando ideas that are kind of cluttering up your mind to get them out on paper. That way you can make room for the good stuff. And if you're not sure what the good stuff in your mind is, think positivity and gratitude, that kind of stuff. So it's basically, it's a map that you create that helps you get intentional. Now, what the map is exactly can vary, depend on who's creating it. We recently had a guest on the show, Yasmin Nguyen from gratitudeinspiredliving.com. And you guys, oh my God, he had the sickest mind map I have ever seen. And this guy achieves so much in one day, it makes me feel lazy. And I'm a freaking go-getter, right? So I'm going over to his place to do this interview about gratitudeinspiredliving.com and just talk about how, you know, he's able to retire early and all this fun stuff and just how he lives intentionally. Really great guy. You should check him out. It was episode 54, I believe. Anyway, so I walk into his condo downtown, and it's like one of those long sort of hallways that's concrete, and he's got this massive, I kid you not, nearly floor-to-ceiling wall covered in sticky notes. And I was so freaking amazed because it was color coordinated, it had sections, and it was really well done, but you could tell that it was actually something like a tool that he used because there was consistent movement in it. And it was highly organized, like I said, by like color and section. So there were these headers in each of the sections that were like a larger piece of paper, and then a word written in Sharpie. So some of the headers were like the word travel. And then in a column under that heading, he had like images of like from magazines of places he wanted to travel. And then he had like a sticky note with some quotes on it. And then there was another little note that said, Thursday, look up XYZ travel agency. There was another sticky note that was like, book the hotel in Bend, and it had a phone number. And then it, like another little heading in his sticky note mind map was a women's conference. And so he was going to do this speaking event at a women's business conference. And he had all these ideas and points, and it was just amazing to see. You could literally see how this person organizes their goals and their thoughts. And it's incredible to see, like visually see what someone's priorities are. And you could see very clearly what actions he needed to take to get to those goals. It was just stunning. And I'm a huge nerd, so that kind of shit just really gets me excited. And what was really super impressive about that mind map, and why I'm encouraging you to create your own today, or at least think about creating your own, is because, you know, it's really funny how a lot of us are entrenched in anxiety. And this is actually, this is why mind mapping works for me and why I wanted to share it with you. You know, when we're embarking on a self-care journey, we're going to come up against some challenges, mostly scheduling and remembering and that kind of thing. But another big challenge that we all are kind of working with, and I think everybody in general is working with this, is the anxiety of, oh my God, there's so much to do. Like there's so many opportunities and there's so many choices, and we're being constantly bombarded at like light speed with all the different things you could be doing, right? I think we're at a place now, and hopefully you feel this way, that you can do anything you put your mind to. If you say to yourself, I want to drive an Italian sports car on the Autobahn going 110 miles an hour, listening to house music from Paul Oakenfold. Like if that's your dream, maybe it's somebody's dream. I'm just saying. You can make that happen. There's opportunities. You can put yourself in the right situations. You can gather information. There's just a million ways to get to your goal. So why I love mind mapping is because it gives me this visual sort of reminder that, okay, I don't have to stress or worrying about whether or not I'm, quote, living my life to the fullest, right? Because I can see it. There's a visual representation, and it declutters my mind from all those crazy anxious thoughts of, am I accomplishing enough? Am I doing enough? Am I enough? You can visually see that, hell yeah, you are. You're making progress. And the very act of sitting down and creating, you know, getting the colored pencils and the markers out, or the sticky notes in Yasmin's case, it slows me down. It makes me, you know, like when I have a goal or a task or maybe even a subject that I'm working on for the podcast, when I'm putting it down on paper, it really makes it seem obtainable and like doable, like I can actually do it. And it focuses me again to get me out of my head and being stuck on how something won't work, or instead of like focusing on the roadblocks, creating a mind map, it makes you kind of set that worry and that negativity aside and just focus on the goal or the task that you got to do or the subject you're looking at. And it just makes you come back to the main point every time. Like, what's the point, right? What's the header category to you? I do want to let you guys know, as you're kind of thinking about maybe some priorities or categories that, you know, if you're an overachiever and you're already thinking about, ooh, what am I going to do with my mind map? Like, I would really tell you, if you've not worked with these tools before and it's not something you're like super familiar with or you haven't had any kind of exposure to, just start slow. Another point I want to make about creating a mind map is that it is not a vision board. Now, don't get me wrong, vision boards are amazing. I have one. I've had a lot of personal positive experience and success with vision boards, and we could do a whole show about that sometime if you're interested. But a mind map is kind of after the vision board. So you've got these goals or these ideas or these things that you're trying to get to, and it's something you've thought about and you want, and now you're making a map on how to get to it, a plan. Now, again, I totally believe in vision boards. I'm staring right at mine now. I love it. But a vision board is kind of, you know, it's different. A mind map is actually made up of actions and quotes and images that are going to help you know what to do next to accomplish something, whereas a vision board is kind of an object of meditation. You know, you put the images up of what you want to do or obtain or manifest, and you spend time looking at it and filling yourself up with the feelings of already having it obtained that goal or those things, and you just fill yourself up with gratitude about what you already have, and then you walk away. That's how vision boards work. The mind map is something that you can create and work with, again, to help you with anxiety and to help motivate you to get to your goal. And so who actually is using a mind map? Well, successful people, intentional people, people who are interested in making 2018 the best year of their lives. I can tell you guys that mind mapping is something that people who really understand that self-care is a solution to a lot of your current stressors. You know, you use this tool to help you declutter your mind, to help you focus on your goal, and to take care of yourself. This is an act of self-care. Just getting these mind maps out today and creating them is an act of self-care because you're putting yourself first. The problems that we stress out over and that we deal with, they're mostly made up in our heads, and it's never really going to happen to you. There's this really great quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Oh, I love Emerson. But anyway, he said, don't be punished by your problems, be led by your dreams. And mind mapping is actually, it helps us to pull the attention away from the problems and focus on the dreams. So there's all different kinds of mind maps. You know, you could do the sticky note version like my friend Yasmin did. You can do one on paper. That's just the way that I do it because I have a passion planner and it has a section for mind mapping and I love it, so I use that section. But you could also do it digitally. There's like a bunch of different apps. I actually, in preparation for the show, I tried out an app called Mindly. That's Mindly. And it was super cool. It was like so you like set up a bullseye where you pick like your main goal or task or a subject that you want to focus on or whatever, and you assign it a color and it's like the main circle, and then you branch out from there. You can get a 30-day trial with them on iTunes. It's at the App Store. You can search mind mapping and look for Mindly, Mindly. It's teal colored and the M is made out of little dots connected by lines, which I really, really love. So anyway, just to kind of recap the basics, so now that you know what mind mapping is, why it works, the fact that it's not what it's not a vision board, kind of who uses it and the different kinds, I want to walk you through how you can create your very own mind map. Now, I love you all to bits. I know you're a bunch of creative DIY folks. Get creative. Do what works for you. You know, if this suggestion isn't something that you'll really do, it's like, man, that's a good idea, Chris, but that's not my thing. Try to adapt this to some other method of planning because truly, if you aren't planning for success, you are setting yourself up to fail. And I know you guys are overachievers. You're action takers. You want some kind of result. And while I love, love, love that you're just listening to this positive podcast, I'd really, really, really encourage you to actually do this exercise and see the difference. All right, so how do we create a mind map itself? Well, if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, you know, down on paper, you're going to need, you know, poster boards, different colored sheets of construction paper, the colored pencils, markers, crayons, whatnot. Get a mason jar or any other kind of jar with a circle shape that you can kind of trace around. And then you might want to cut out some images from the magazines or look up quotes off of Pinterest, whatever, to get you kind of juiced up and thinking about it. And then you're going to need like a glue stick and some scissors. And the most important thing you're going to need, which I touched on a little bit earlier, is a list of goals, tasks, or ideas that you're currently working with. All right. And if you're using the app, they'll walk you through all that. It's really super easy. So the first thing you're going to want to do is, you know, cut out the circles that you're going to make for your topic ideas, your main ideas. And then write the word, boil those main ideas, topics, or goals, or ideas into one word, and then write that in bold on those circles that you cut out of the construction paper, glue them to the board, get a big old fat marker, draw at least three solid lines coming out in different directions, kind of like, you know, spider legs, and then list out the supporting ideas, the images, the quotes, etc. So again, let's say you're like Yasmin and your goal is to travel. That's like a huge priority to you. You've said to yourself, you know what, this is a focus. Maybe it was a New Year's resolution all the way back in January, and now you're like, hey, whatever happened to that idea? That was something I said I wanted to do this year. So whatever your goal is, let's say, let's pick travel, because that's a pretty universal one. So you'd write down the word travel on that main circle bullseye, and then draw three lines coming out in each direction. And at the end of each of those lines, maybe write another word, like budget, because you're gonna have to make a budget if you're going to travel, or maybe at the end of one of the lines is a picture of the place that you want to travel to. And then finally, the last little circle could be a quote such as traveling. It leaves you speechless, then turns you into a storyteller. Ugh, I love quotes. So you can create that visual map with construction paper and your own little two hands and get creative with that. You can also do the sticky note method, which again, I described earlier. Another method you could use is my first mind map was literally a map. I had one, don't laugh, you guys. I used to have the Encyclopedia Britannica, the whole set, and it came with a folded map that you could pull out. And I literally was like decluttering the house, getting rid of that old set. And I pulled it out and I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I need for my mind map, a map. And then I listed like four or five goals on the right hand side and I wrote them out in construction paper and put them on the right side. And then on the left side, I put the starting line and I kind of drew like, you know, like a treasure map with like a little skull and crossbones and, you know, little identifiers, markers on the way. And what happened was, so that was years ago, right? I create this mind map. And then over the course of many moves and things like that, I finally was unpacking and I come across this mind map and I'm like, oh my God, this is hilarious. I created it like, I want to say in 2000 or something like that. It's been a long time. And I was so blown away because of the five things on that mind map, the end goals, I had accomplished four of the five things on there. And it blew me away because I completely forgot that these were goals of mine. I've already achieved them. I've already experienced like the gratitude and the bliss for them. And now I've moved on to other things. So anyway, the mind mapping tool is just here to help you organize your thoughts, get crystal clear on the goals you're trying to obtain, and help you create the steps to get there. Now, what you do with that map once you've created doesn't really matter. I'm a big visual person, so I'm going to plaster that thing on the wall where I'm going to see it all the time. Maybe you're not. Maybe just the act of creating the map will help you get focused and generated about your goals and what's really a priority and important. So there's just a billion different ways that you can create the map. I'd love to see what you guys come up with. And of course, I want to tell everybody out there that when you put in the time to play these little games, do these DIY projects, and actually apply what you're hearing today, you're going one step further to imprint that groove and build that habit of self-care. Because whether you're creating a mind map on construction paper or you're journaling out an experience with boundaries, if you are taking action from what you're hearing on this podcast and from other positive influences in your life, then you're going to start building that habit. And then you're going to look around at your life and have these tools that are there to help you gauge your progress and celebrate your success. Because like I've shared with you today, so often we set these goals, we race towards them, we get there, And then we forget that that's the goal. I mean, think about it. Is there something in your life right now that you used to dream and wish and pray that you would get? I know I tripped out the other day when my 20th high school reunion is coming up. Can you freaking believe that? I graduated from high school 20 years ago. It blows my freaking mind. And I was thinking about this. I was like, you know, I remember a time in my life where I cried and I begged and I sobbed and I pleaded that I just wanted to graduate high school. That was my life goal. I just wanted to graduate high school. 20 years later, I can promise you I'm dreaming bigger, better, more amazing dreams than I ever thought possible. And I'm telling you, you are too. And you can. You can have bigger, better dreams. You can set your sights on the craziest, hardest thing on the planet to obtain. And if you practice and use tools to get there, you will get there. I know you will. I believe in you. I really want to tell you guys that making self-care a priority and doing these little exercises with me, it really makes a difference. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me, you guys. If you have a story you'd like to share and you want to be on the show, please email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Okay, you guys, I want to let you know we've got some really great interviews coming your way, including Julie Smith from Allegory Stories. I've got Keely on the show from Hearts and Other Sex Parts. And we've got a badass interview with rocker Dan Niska of the Decliners. These are all coming your ways very soon. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.